This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to appear in court this Thursday after a grand jury in Washington accused him of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
The four-count indictment accuses Trump of conspiracy to violate Americans' right to vote, conspiracy to defraud the government, obstructing an official proceeding, and conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding. Trump, currently the frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, released a statement from his campaign describing the charges as persecutions of President Trump, reminiscent of Nazi Germany and the former Soviet Union. Trump accused prosecutors of timing the charges to distract attention from legal troubles of Hunter Biden, the son of his anticipated 2024 election rival, President Joe Biden. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of people rallied in support of Niger's ruling junta, denouncing France and others who have criticized the recent coup. Thursday's protests come as the country's military leaders seek to exploit anti-Western sentiment to shore up their takeover. At the demonstration on Niger's Independence Day, protesters chanted out support for neighboring countries that have also seen military takeovers in recent years. Meanwhile, in other countries, or as they evacuate their embassies, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says he's nothing to announce about the potential evacuation.
I will say that the U.S. Embassy in Niamey is open. We intend for it to remain open. We remain committed to the people of Niger and our relationship with the people of Niger.
But he still says the goal is to keep Americans safe. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian shelling on Thursday damaged a landmark church in the southern city of Kherson that once held the remains of a renowned 18th century Russian commander. Ukraine's emergency service said four of its workers were wounded in a second round of shelling as they fought the fire at St. Catherine's Cathedral. Four other people were wounded in the first shelling attack, which also hit a trolley bus. Shelling followed the severe damage sustained by a beloved Orthodox cathedral in a missile strike last week in Odessa and underlined the war's risk to the country's cultural monuments. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie are separating after 18 years of marriage. AP correspondent Karen Shamus with more.
A statement from the Prime Minister's office said they both have signed a legal separation agreement. In statements posted on Instagram, they said they had come to the decision after many meaningful and difficult conversations. Trudeau has been in office since 2015. The couple were married in 2005 and have three children, ages 15, 14 and 9. An official familiar with the matter said Trudeau will continue to live at Rideau Cottage in Ottawa, where he has lived since 2015, and the children will primarily live there to maintain stability. I'm Karen Chamas.
Although United Nations scientific advisors say that Australia has taken positive steps to protect the Great Barrier Reef and would not be placed on the list of World Heritage Sites in danger, marine experts are still warning that Australia still needs to do more to protect one of its greatest natural resources and treasures. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Experts fear that the arrival of an El Nino weather pattern, a naturally occurring climate phenomenon that often brings warm conditions, will make the oceans even hotter. Coral responds to excessive heat by expelling the symbiotic algae that give them their brilliant colours and most of their energy. It is a damaging process called bleaching, which has occurred several times on the Great Barrier Reef since 2016. Associate Professor Bill Leggett, a coral biologist from the University of Newcastle in New South Wales State, tells VOA that another bleaching event off northeastern Australia is predicted. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A typhoon that damaged homes and knocked out power in Okinawa and other southern Japanese islands this week is slowly moving west, but it's forecast to make a U-turn and dump even more rain on the archipelago. The Japan Meteorological Agency says Typhoon Kanin is expected to slow to nearly stationary movement in the waters between China and Japan's southwestern islands before turning east Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.